California. That may seem a strange place to learn anything about the Magic Island, but Hollywood is the scene of our story for today. The Euclidean girl submarine commander has landed her rocket plane safely on Lake Hollywood in a fog. The plane was allowed to sink slightly below the surface, so it might not be discovered until our friends want it again. Mrs. Gregory's home is now a busy place, with plans being rushed for the expedition to capture Euclidean. However, it looks as if things are not going any too well. We see Captain Tex Bradford, Mrs. Gregory, and their right-hand man, Johnson, talking in the Gregory home. They're in the small room which Captain Bradford uses as his chemical laboratory.
But, Tex, it simply won't do any good.
Even if it looks that way, we've got to keep trying.
I agree with the captain, Mrs. Gregory. We must compound as much of the captain's formula as possible in a short space of time, then continue our plans to return to Euclidea.
But, Johnson, what good will that do? Elaine has admitted that the submarine locks on that underwater city can't possibly stay magnetized more than a day or two at the most. Now, I've chartered the fastest private steamer on the West Coast, but it will take a full week to arrive at the location of the Magic Island.
I know all that, Pat, and I may be wasting my time, but we can't hope to take that place over with anything but this formula, and I've made up a lot of it.
Is it ready now, Dex?
Yes, there's enough of this liquid ready to destroy every inch of Euclidean.
Well, just how are you going to use it, Captain?
We haven't had a chance to explain it to you, Johnson. But there's a small steel room, a sort of an airlock, way up inside one edge of the crater of that old volcano. If we release this formula there, it will eat its way down into the underwater city and promptly flood the whole place.
However, Johnson, don't think that we intend to shut all of those people up in that place and flood them. I've chartered this steamer to take them all off that location.
Well, of course you don't want to harm them if you can help it. And it wouldn't be too bad if all of those great scientific minds were lost to the world. But what are you going to do with them? You can't just bring them back and turn them loose in this country.
We don't intend to. Pat has been out calling on some of her influential friends, and I believe raised enough money to put over a very ambitious plan. Is that right, Pat?
Yes, Tex. I had no trouble at all raising the money. We've decided to take over the buildings and grounds of a little private college near here. The property was for sale, and we really got it at a very reasonable figure. Now, I propose to establish those Euclideans on that property, under constant guard, of course, and let them work on their inventions.
See, that's a great idea, Mrs. Gregory. Their knowledge can be used for benefit to the world, without the danger of their using their power in the wrong direction.
Yes, that's my idea.
I hope it works out all right.
Well, now, as I understand it, this girl submarine commander who brought you home, she left the Euclidean submarine locks magnetized.
Yes, and while they stay that way, Euclideans are helpless.
But just how long will the magnetism remain effective?
That's our trouble. Elaine, the girl commander, said that we couldn't hope for more than 24 hours.
It'll take a week at least to get down there with a steamer large enough to take them all off.
And there are over 250 Euclideans.
Yes, and if we don't have something ready to replace that magnetism, Euclidea will be empty in 24 hours. C-47 will lead his men out of there. They'll establish another colony at some other place.
Well, if I didn't know you so well, I'd say it was hopeless. But I know that you haven't worked all night compounding this formula for nothing.
You're right, I haven't.
But, Tex, I can't see where we have the slightest chance to use that formula.
Well, that girl commander will be here in a few minutes. She has an idea. Must be a wild one, as there's only time for a wild one to help us any. But whatever it is, she says it will work, and I'm going to listen to it.
Does she know how to find this room?
I told her we'd meet her in the living room. She ought to be back any minute now.
I told them to hurry. But Jerry and Joan may be having trouble with her.
Trouble? Well, if she's not trustworthy, why did you let Jerry and Joan go out with her?
Oh, not that sort of trouble, Johnson. Jerry and Joan are taking Elaine on her first visit to a real store, and they may have trouble getting her out of there.
Well, I wouldn't call that very serious.
Yeah, it wouldn't be if we had any time to spare. But as it is, it can be mighty serious if that girl doesn't get back here soon with her idea.
Is it safe to leave your formula here while we go into the living room?
Oh, perfectly safe.
Well, I'll stay here and watch if you want me to.
Oh, never mind. You'd better be with us when Elaine outlines her idea.
Yes, there may be a part in it for you.
Well, I certainly hope so. It's not very exciting to sit at home with a radio set and let you have all the experiences.
Maybe not, Johnson. But you've saved us a couple of times by that very same sitting at home. Who's there?
It's Jerry.
Okay, Jerry, just a minute.
Well, that means they're safely home.
Come on in, kid.
Gee, what goes on? You got this place all locked up.
Well, we just finished my, wait a minute. Joan and the girl commander with you?
Well, we came back together. They're waiting in the living room.
Did you have any trouble getting Elaine out of the stores?
She was walking in her sleep.
Why, Jerry,
sorry, Pat, but I'll have to interrupt this now. Let's get on with this idea. Time is precious now.
Oh, of course, Tex. Come on, Jerry. You and I'll go into the living room. Tex and Johnson will follow as soon as they lock up the laboratory.
And while you're there, make sure we're alone.
I will. I'll send the servants away on some errands.
Oh, Joan's already done that, Mrs. Gregory.
Joan has?
Yes. She figured you might want some privacy. So she thought up a lot of silly things for them to do, and they started doing them.
Well, good for Joan. She'll soon be able to manage this home as well as I do.
Are you speaking of me, Mother?
Yes, Joan, dear. Jerry tells me you've guaranteed our privacy for a while.
I thought it advisable. Elaine has told me something of her plan, and it seemed wise to discuss it where we could not be overheard.
I did advise Joan to exercise all caution. This plan of mine has elements of danger in it.
Oh, you're all too nervous about this thing. There's no more Euclideans in Hollywood.
You do not know that.
No, Jerry. We know very little about the Euclideans.
It is as well to use care. Where is Captain Bradford?
Oh, he'll be here in a minute or two. He's with Johnson, locking up the laboratory. And while we're waiting for them, tell me something about your visit to the stores.
It was very exciting.
Boy, it must have been. All you did was stand around in front of counters and hold a lot of cloth and ribbons in your hand.
It was the first time I have ever felt such fabric.
Of course, Elaine. I can understand how you felt.
Elaine would not purchase anything, Mother. I tried to persuade her to bring home a dress or a coat or something for herself, but she refused.
Why was that, Elaine?
Oh, she figured that she didn't want to spend any of your money, and Joan and I couldn't talk her out of it.
I hope you will understand my position, Mrs. Gregory. You are more than kind in giving me the freedom of your lovely home. I should prefer to wait until our mission is accomplished. Then I may feel that I have rendered some little service to you.
Mother, I have tried to reason with Elaine, but it is without effect. She feels that she must earn your money before she can accept any of it.
I am sorry if that is not correct for your world.
Well, it's correct for anybody's world. But I never heard of anybody worrying so much about taking money before.
It is unusual, Jerry, but Elaine is right. And I appreciate how she feels. We'll fix that later.
Come right on in, Johnson. I see everybody's here. We'll get right down to business.
If you'll sit over here, Johnson.
Thank you.
I'll sit here by the door and leave it open. All right, Elaine, what's the idea?
Your formula is complete.
Ready to go.
Is it possible to suspend your containers in the water?
Sure, if the depth isn't too great. The containers are naturally made of glass, so that they may be broken and allow the halves of the formula to run together.
Oh, yeah, but that stuff won't be much good underwater. That is, it would get too weak to do any good.
That's right, Jerry. The only way it could be used underwater would be to suspend it against some metallic substance it would eat through before dilution became too great.
That is my idea. If my calculations are correct, we have less than 6 hours of safety. At any time after that, the Euclideans may succeed in freeing those submarine locks of the magnetism I imposed.
6 hours? Why, we can't get down there in less than 6 days.
But wait until you hear Elaine's plan, Mother.
Well, let's have it, Elaine. 6 hours sounds mighty short to me.
You and I will return to Euclidea at once in the rocket plane, Captain Bradford.
Hey, what about the rest of us?
You will follow in the boat which is to return the Euclideans to this country.
Oh, I hate to think of you running into danger while we sit safely on a big boat.
Well, if Elaine has it figured out, let's have it all. There must be some reason for just two of us going.
There is a good and sufficient reason. In the first place, the rocket plane was badly overloaded coming up here, and the fuel is running low. With only two of us aboard, we have a chance to reach the location of Euclidea.
That sounds reasonable.
Sounds dangerous, too, if you think you've only got a chance to land there.
I don't like that.
I would prefer to accompany them, Mother, but I believe Elaine knows best.
Well, go on, Elaine. What's your plan?
You and I will go at once, Captain. We will have fuel enough to reach there, I think, and provisions for at least a week. All we have to do is suspend containers of your formula against the submarine lock and on top of the escape lock we use and float there on the surface until the boat arrives.
You know, I could be a lot of help if I went along.
Possibly. And your weight might be the deciding factor if we run out of fuel short of our goal.
But, Elaine, suppose... Well, suppose you do run out of fuel anyway and have to land before you reach Euclidea.
We'll just land on the course. You'll follow with the boat, float around there until you come down and pick us up. Euclideans will escape, but we can't help them.
I think their escape is not as serious as what they would do to you if they found you floating helplessly on the water.
Gee, I never thought of that.
I did, Jerry, and it isn't a pleasant thought.
We have no alternative if we ever hope to capture those scientists.
That's right, Elaine. If they get away from us this time, they'll destroy that city as they leave. to move to some other out-of-the-way place and start another colony.
In addition to which, they will do immeasurable harm in this world.
Yes. Their motives for revenge would lead them into almost anything.
Well, it looks like Elaine's plan is the only one. But I wish I could go along.
So do I, Jerry. I've stayed at home long enough through all of this excitement.
Sorry, Johnson, but we'll have to leave you again. This time, however, you'll have Mrs. Gregory, Jerry, and Joan to take care of. And you'll be in charge of the rescue boat.
Well, that'll help some.
And we will make the trip in our boat as rapidly as possible.
I'll say we will.
How long will it take to raise that plane of yours, Elaine?
Only a matter of moments. I will make a short dive under the water and turn on the exposed helium valve. The shell will be reinflated and the ship will rise rapidly.
But it's broad daylight. We'll be seen at Lake Hollywood.
I know it, but there isn't a thing in the world we can do about it. Elaine says we haven't more than 6 hours.
I am sure the Euclideans will be free shortly after that time.
And it will take us a little over 4 hours to fly down there. Let's go.
Well, now, what do we do?
You get the formula, all of it except one set of containers, which you can bring on the boat with you.
Can I do anything, Captain?
Help Johnson load that stuff in the car and keep your eyes open on the driveway.
Aye, aye, sir. Come on, Johnson.
Right with you, Jerry.
What can I do, Tay?
You and Joan get some warm clothes ready for Elaine. We're going to need them, for we've got a lot of diving to do.
I wish I might go with you, Captain.
I know that, Joan. You and Jerry's been a big help plenty of times, but I'll have to go this time without you.
You'll keep in touch with us, won't you, Tex?
Why, sure. The minute we land at Euclidia, we'll radio you. And you'd better shove off with that boat the minute we leave.
I'll call the crew to stand by right now. They're all waiting for the call.
Well, it looks like this is our last try at capturing G-47. And with a little luck, we'll make it.